We're broadcasting live at Harry Carey's Italian Steakhouse, River North, for the 18th Annual Worldwide Toast to Harry Carey, sponsored by Budweiser. Richard Roper is here, and Richard Dent is here, the two Richards, the most famous two Richards in the room right
now. Sure, let's go with that.
Yeah, let's go.
I was just congratulating Richard on his great interviews he gave, the 30-30 ESPN documentary about the 85 Bears, which is brilliant, but... You know, Richard made a lot of good points. It was very honest because it was a great thing to celebrate. But to this day, a lot of people are saying, why didn't Walter Payton get a chance to score a touchdown? And Richard was very eloquent talking about that on the documentary.
Yeah, I mean, it was.
Can you hear me?
Okay, there we go. Yeah, I think that, you know, it was important to, you know, a guy that's been the rock of Chicago for many years. And getting a chance to play with a guy like that was very important to me. You know, he was a guy who went from a small school, come into the league, you know.
Right.
You know, and when you watch him, and here's a guy you step out of the huddle and start clapping.
Yeah.
And, you know, to get Chicago fans off their ass and clap their hands, you got to have some power, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, to watch this, oh, shit, he can do that. I want to do that.
Yeah.
And, you know, and more than anything, you want to win a Super Bowl for him. So the fact that, you know, we got down there and, and, you know, the game's going to be over by about halftime. We had played him early in the season, so it's the opportunity to, you know, give him that opportunity to score in, because, you know, he had maybe one or two more years to go.
Right.
He probably could have played another year.
Right.
But the fact that, you know, when you're down there, the famous thing about Walter is, you know, you give him, even if you have to give it to him three times, seeing him jump over a pile, just keep doing that. You know, you got a guy like Fridge in the backfield. And clearly, I should say that the other team were keyed on him, and they hit him quite a bit.
Yeah,
they were very strong on him. But the point of it is, you got to go with the guy that brought you to the dance.
No question about it.
You know, I mean, the defense, we did our part, but yet still, he is the threat. So, yet you make other things happen by what he can do for you as an offense.
And he played so many games in the 1970s into the 1980s when that team in 77 and 79, they were playoff teams, which is kind of barely playoff teams. But he had changed the momentum of Chicago Bears football forever, and he changed the face of it. And as you point out, Richard, the famous shots of him on more going over the pile, landing on his head, and watching his neck be a shock absorber, and to jump back up. And
then
his
you
moves.
See the pile that he jumped over.
Right.
And then just, hey, let's go up here and let's give it to him. You know what's going on. Other team, though, hey, we handing it off.
Right.
You can stop it.
Right.
Yeah. Superman going over top.
Exactly. He played a game in 1977 in Dallas.
Yeah.
A highlight reel that will live forever, a 40-something yard run in which he ran backwards 20 yards in order to get 47 yards going forward. He was the most amazing player I think that has ever played the game. And I think the league now, don't you agree, the league honors that, the Walter Payton Award
Right.
And I don't think that there's any player that really, that single player in NFL history that has that kind of reputation.
Well, he had that charisma. You know, the point of it is, you know, what he did with his city, what he did for his people, you know, what he did for the game. You know, for me as a player, you know, I didn't want to face a guy like that. You know, he was a guy that a small guy could either run around you and could run over you.
Right.
You see, Barry Sanders, you know, we gather the goose. You know, it's like, you know, you want to catch the goose. The
like
goose
Rocky Balboa chasing that chicken, right?
There you go. Because he's not going to run you over. But, you know, we got to get it. But Walter, you sit on him, you get ran over.
Yeah.
And so, this.
Punish you, And well, to Rose's point, too, I mean, he's got one of the best schools in the country now named after him. You know, not that many athletes have great schools named after him.
When I had the first chance to, you know, see him, and I was on the team playing, and everybody, you know, you don't sit with him. He's the first row outside of first class. If you sit there, something happened to you. You get hurt. I sat there, I got hurt. But yet, you know, I'm sitting there, and I'm talking to him. And, you know, it's just something kind of fluke. It's a superstition thing that nobody sits beside
Walter. Oh, I never heard that. That's wild.
The first row outside of first class, that bulkhead, he wouldn't sit in first class, but that first row, nobody sits there. So he had three rows to himself at all times. So So, yeah, I'm sitting up there, and I said, you know, I'm talking, you know, getting my little, you know, here's Walter, you know, I've been loving him for many years, and now I'm here. And so he's talking about these cards. You can, do you believe I can tear these cards up? He had an old deck. I said, yeah, go ahead. God told you that.
He could tear a deck of cards in half?
Old deck was sitting there. I said, hey, hey, stewardess, come over here. Bring me a new deck. So she, so she brings over a new deck, and I give it to him. Yeah. It took him probably about 5 minutes longer.
That,
that deck come
That's
apart.
That's insane.
I said, you're my buddy.
Yeah, because you try to tear more than two cards in a row. That's crazy.
The Walter had was just crazy.
Wow.
It was just crazy. But, yeah, but you know, he's a guy that if he was in here, you want to look around, see where he's at, because he's always up to something.
Oh,
you
yeah.
You never know, he'll slip up on you. But, you know. And, well,
yeah.
Oh, the, he. yeah.
Right? Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
Constantly.
True. I emceed a charity event with him one time, and I started giving him a little bit too much of a hard time. He took my microphone, and then it went down his pants, and he's like, you want the microphone back? You going to say anything into it now? That was the end of my quips and comments for the night.
The guy's too much. You know, Fred out here, you know, the media.
The great Fred Mitchell's here.
Fred Mitchell's here. He, you know, the media would be sitting over on the side while we're stretching. And Walter would put a cherry bomb, and he put a stem in it, and he lighted up off of his cigarette. So at some point it hit, and yet we sitting over there stretching. We just waiting for the bomb to go off and seeing these guys. When the bomb goes off, then they just running all over the damn place. And he just, it was just constantly.
That's fantastic.
This is true. Thank you. My pleasure. Thank you.